13th teaching lesson from the Golden Ones, Unanswered Prayers. In this hierarchy spiritual training school, governed and protected by the Galactic Council here on Earth, each soul is learning to become a co-creator God. This information is purposely being withheld from you now from those who are in control of the governing forces on Earth. This is also part of your training, to discern the difference between what you are being taught and what you feel is the truth. Through many incarnations, each soul has the opportunity to experience many different aspects of creation, such as different genders, nationalities, social status, occupations, health, wealth, pleasure, and pain. In each incarnation, the soul has life learning experiences and learns wisdom. And this wisdom is carried forward within the Akashic records of the soul. Eventually, as a soul evolves in conscious awareness through life's experiences and abides by the learned universal laws and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity for the good of all, there is no need to continue on a death and rebirth cycle, as the soul is now ready for ascension. Ascension takes place when each soul finishes their own wiring of their DNA and transitions from 46 to 48 chromosomes within their DNA. Everything a soul can imagine of what God is, this is what each soul will aspire to be and will become. Every acorn grows into a mighty oak tree. It is in their DNA. Every seed from nature replicates where it was sowed from. It is in their DNA. Every offspring from any of the many insects or animal kingdoms will mature in each of their own kingdoms. It is in their DNA. We tell you this so you can understand where your future is as a co-creator God, because it is in your DNA. We will also tell you there are different frequencies affecting the DNA of your soul's development. As you are a radio or television station with the capability of tuning into different frequencies like a receiving station, there are many different messages being broadcast on these various frequencies. It is the soul's responsibility to attune to the correct frequency, which will resonate with their soul's light body and finish the wiring of their DNA for ascension. Within each frequency, the soul will hear a broadcasted message in the receiving station of their conscious mind. This is where the soul has the responsibility of discerning which frequency to listen to, what message within a particular frequency to follow, what message will support the wiring of their DNA, and what message will become a distraction from the soul's purpose. We will also tell you that Universal Mind is constantly broadcasting guiding messages to each soul on what the recommended path to their current life's experiences might be, or responding to a question in the conscious mind of the soul. Having free will, it is the soul's choice to decide which frequency will create their life's experiences they want to indulge in. Again, every thought, word, and action one received in the conscious mind and acted on determines the karmic life experiences for the soul. We will bring to your attention that most souls are not aware they are receiving a broadcasting message from Universal Mind. Most souls are not consciously aware of their thoughts and the messages being sent to Universal Mind. Also, most souls are not consciously aware that Universal Mind is constantly answering their queries, due to the fact that these souls are not consciously looking for an answer and unaware of receiving a message from Universal Mind. Once the soul becomes aware of broadcasting and receiving back and forth with Universal Mind, the gift of telepathy will be acquired, establishing the fact that the soul has learned to attune to the frequency within their conscious mind to listening to the frequency in which Universal Mind is broadcasting messages to the soul. Now we will discuss the purpose of broadcasting frequencies of each soul and the responsibilities that go with this gift. As a soul becomes aware of their capabilities of being both a receiving and broadcasting facility, the opportunity of successfully finishing the wiring of their DNA is increased. It depends on the quality of the frequency being transmitted by the soul. If the quality of the frequency is in harmony, balance, order, and unity for the good of all, and in alignment with universal laws and principles, which is love, then all 46 chromosomes of the DNA will be activated. Now we will ask each soul what message are they broadcasting from their broadcasting station to their family, friends, and loved ones. Is it a message of love, compassion, empowerment, encouragement, truth, and possibilities? You will understand when another soul is broadcasting a message which is not in alignment with your soul's DNA, the soul will automatically tune out from listening to that soul's frequency. You will also understand when a soul is broadcasting a message which is in alignment with your soul's DNA, you will tune in to their frequency. What each soul must understand is they are constantly in communications with Universal Mind, both receiving and broadcasting. If the soul is unaware of listening to the receiving thoughts in their conscious mind, then they will miss the guidance from Universal Mind. This is what prayer is, asking for assistance from God. Universal Mind will respond all the time, but the soul has to be conscious of the thoughts in their mind. At first, trust has to be established on the part of the soul to discern they are actually receiving a message from Universal Mind. Universal Mind will educate the soul in how to listen by facilitating learning experiences and bringing these life's experiences to the conscious awareness of the soul. There are universal laws and principles to understand when communicating with Universal Mind. All abilities, knowledge, gifts, and blessings come from God. The soul, created in the image and likeness, will inherit all God's characteristics. When the soul believes they are separate from God and not in alignment with universal laws and principles, then the karmic learning lessons continue. We are all one with God, even one with all the insect and animal kingdoms, as all life comes from God. Be appreciative of your state of being, regardless of what it is. Yes, it could be better, and of course, it could be much worse. All life's experiences are for the soul's learning. Your prayers do not have to be wordy. Be direct, be thankful, be appreciative, be humble, be brief, and be sincere. Universal Mind knows your circumstances, but also respects your free will. Ask and you shall receive. We will tell you repetitive, prepared, memorized statements are not prayers. Prayers are heartfelt thoughts or words from the soul's innermost being to God. Now, why some prayers go unanswered? Unanswered prayers are a gift from God. The Universal Mind, who is the facilitator of all manifestations on earth, understands the dilemma the soul is experiencing when prayers are motivated by self-interest, ignorance, or lack of understanding. To maintain the integrity of the soul's development, these requests are not always facilitated by Universal Mind. The soul will not realize this in the moment the soul is praying. But looking back as future experiences unfold, the soul will understand when reminded why their prayers were not answered. A soul develops a knowing awareness, and this requires faith and trust with their inner guidance. Developing this knowing awareness requires practice and discipline in discerning between the different messages from various frequencies from within a meditative state. This meditative state can be a walk-in meditated state, during their exercise routine, or during times when commuting. The soul is in a state of being where the soul is consciously alone and has an exchange of thoughts and thinking between the soul and universal mind. Once this communication exchange is developed, the soul will learn to tune into this frequency with universal mind and develop a dialogue, which will be the soul's prayer. We will explain faith and trust in our next correspondence. Constantly remind yourself as you play in the spiritual playground of life who you are and why you are here. You are co-creator gods in training based on your dedicated love and service to God completely. Respect one another as we are all one. Many souls are in different stages of their ascension process, and their immature, selfish demeanor may not resonate with you. However, this is also part of your training to be accepting, understanding, compassionate, and patient, and forgiving. The Golden Ones.